Welcome to the Dave and Danger Show, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. This is a show about independent and old-school pro wrestling, featuring current events, interviews, and whatever else they decide to talk about. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents the Dave and Danger Show with your hosts, Dave Wills and Mark Danger.
Welcome. Another Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. in the Atlanta time zone. We're working on 8:01 here. And you got the Dave and Danger Show on the radio again. Hey, I want to thank a lot of people. A lot of people had a lot of positive feedback regarding our interview with Bruno Sammartino last week. I want to get some housekeeping issues out of the way first. Everybody knows it's always housekeeping issues first with me. First housekeeping issue, I want to thank Bruno Sammartino himself for appearing on the show. Great interview. Really did enjoy him coming on and sharing all his stories, too. I also want to thank a lot of other persons who commented and dropped emails and notes and Facebook messages and stuff. We're really happy to have him on. And I want to thank reach out and thank Sal Corrente of Russell Reunion for letting us have him as guest, and also Rich Tate for helping set that up. A lot of people do a great job behind the scenes, and sometimes I want to let them know in front of the scenes exactly what's going on. I also want to thank Peach State Pandemonium as well. Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, Bobby Simmons, they do a great job over there and have one heck of a show. And they even discussed it some, and I want to thank them as well. We appreciate all contributions and all feedback. And we're especially going to appreciate your comments moving into tonight's show as well. We're looking forward to tonight's guest. Tonight's guest is the Iron Sheik. That may raise some snickers among some people, but Iron Sheik. What he may have been known in the 80s and early 90s and stuff as Colonel Mustafa and as the Iron Sheik. As opponent for Hulk Hogan and others, he's now changed and a little bit, and he's now one of the more popular characters, and he's now out there on the Howard Stern comedy show series. So it's going to be something. It's going to be a different interview, I'm sure. Hopefully, one that'll be a very good interview, and we look forward to your comments and feedback. We also want you to go to www.daveanddangershow.com, which is our own website. Of course, always go to www.georgiawrestlinghistory.com. But if you go to davanddangershow.com, you will see all kind of information about where we'll be, what's on our mind and stuff. And if you look down I should update it with Iron Sheik being on the show. But if you look down at, let's see here, April 5th, we're going to have Ben Masters and Joyce Gravel. And as a preview to Friends for a Friend, the Super Show, we're going to have them on the show. It's going to be an interesting show, I'm sure. And that's our first lady we're having on the show. It's real tickled to have Joyce Grable coming on. And who knows who will have it here next week. I want to remind everybody, 040911, that's Friends for a Friend. That's Georgia Championship Wrestling Community Fellowship Ministries, Douglasville, Georgia. And I want to remind you, if you're looking for to see some wrestling on that's going to be taped for TV, Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling will be having a TV taping.
First
TV taping, 3-27-11, 3 p.m., People TV, 16th Street, Atlanta, Georgia. We'll get more details on that, I'm sure, coming up. I'm sure Mark Danger's going to have a lot to add to it, but let me introduce him first. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a man who's going to be on his best behavior tonight because he's been forced to be. No, I'm kidding. Here's the man. He is the one, the only, the hostess with the mostest. He is Lincoln Mark Danger. Danger, what's up?
Nothing much, Dave. Ready for the show, and I think it's going to be great. Can't wait for the guest. He's done my Danger research, and I got some things on there. It's going to be fun and interesting to see what he talks about. Another thing with the Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling TV taping, It is going to be at the, we do have the address for the location. It is going to be at the People's TV Studios on 14th Street in Atlanta this Sunday at 3 o'clock. From what I told, there's only 50 seats available that they can fit in. They're making cram in maybe another five or six more or so. But if you do want to come in, it's a free show. I urge you to come in early as possible where you can get a seat. I remember the days when me and Dave would go to center stage and stand in line for like 45 minutes and didn't know if we were going to get in or not. So just be there and get ready to see some great action. Do know one of the matches has been signed. It will be one half of the exotic ones. Simon Sermon taking on NGCW champion Andy Anderson. So that would be a highlight of the match and the highlight of the evening.
Now, you're saying center stage seats about 750 folks, so that's a little different, waiting in a long line. But MGCW's local promotion, we try to give them a little support. God help the commentators on the show, because they're going to be me and the icon. And, well, let's do a show. You know, obviously, we're, what's the word? I don't know. We probably need commentary 101 and announcing 101 and radio 101 and everything else, so. But we're going to give it our best, give it a good shot and everything. Also, I want to remind a few folks of a couple of things. Let's see here. I want to remind you of tomorrow night's Ringside Ramp with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, Mike Zipper, Phoebe. They will be having Austin Aries to talk about Dragon Gate USA. And that's going to be one heck of a show. You don't want to miss that one either. And it's going to be a great, great show, I'm sure. Also, I want to say another thing, too. That if you're looking for David Danger next week, you can look for him twice. Double your pleasure, double your fun, double your danger. As a matter of fact, we're going to be taking over for Trent Van Dries, Larry Gibbon, and Murder One on Monday night, talking to Brody Lee, and then we're going to have our own show coming up on Tuesday. So more David Danger. Hopefully we're not... like some of the promotions where you get more of the show, you get it watered down. Hopefully we'll be able to give you something. Danger will probably be handling the Chikar interview. It's going to be a great thing. Also, I want to make a few more comments about the Georgia Championship Wrestling show on April 9th at 7 o'clock, Community Fellowship Ministries in Douglasville, Georgia. Tickets are $12 front and second row Golden Circle. General admission is $10, and children 12 and under are $6. And we'll run down the list, some of the list of people appearing. Again, it's all for Susan Meek. Susan's going through a rough time with some cancer and everything. And a lot of people are coming out here. Now, there's not anyone getting paid. This ain't something where someone does a benefit show and gets slipped a few dollars. That's not it at all. It's everybody's volunteering their time, myself, Danger. Anyone involved is going to be there. Let me give you the impressive lineup. Ernest the Cat Miller is going to be there. Let's see here. Tommy Ray Gurley is going to be performing live. Star of the A&E television show Heavy, Ronnie Hicks, is going to make a guest appearance. Let's see here. Robert Prolgo, star of the Brightside, 12 Browns and Vampire Diaries and Army Wives, will be there. Jimmy Pound, Burger Pal, John Michaels, Louise Bennett Cochran, and referees Scrape McGowan and Charlie Smith will be there. A great night of wrestling music and special appearances. Main event is going to be Steve Corino and his valet, Roxy Cotton, against WCW superstar Glacier in a four-man tag team battle. Exotic one, Simon Sermon and Rick Michaels will take on Joel Deaton, Bobby Hayes. That's going to be one heck of a battle. Also, we're going to see, that's a four-man tag team battle. I may have said four tag team battle, four-man tag team battle. Going to see student versus teacher, Sergeant Billy Parker takes on Mike Sanders. Southside Trash with bodyguard Mr. Jones takes on Ron Studd at 7'2", giant Ron Studd. And Midget Star Two Tall Shorts mixed tag feature with Bambi and Terry Lawler against Paley Leather and Nigel Sherrod. Managed by Joyce Grable, our guest in a few weeks. Six-man tag team action, Robert Dallas, Lee Thomas, and the real deal Jake Slater take on what have the PYTs, Frederick, and the Centerfolds managed by Playboy Phil Hefner. Going to be a great night to remember. If you want tickets, you can get them right now. Tickets will be available at the door. Starting 5 p.m. Any donation will be accepted. You may send through PayPal and mark donation. If you want to do that, you can, let's see here, you can call this number, 706-409-1553 for more information. This is a benefit for a young woman named Susan Meeks. She's battling colon cancer, and we're trying to pay for some medical costs with chemotherapy. And Susan's done a lot of great things in wrestling. A lot of people behind the scenes are really good people. And Susan Meeks, I'm really proud that we can give back to her. I've thought a lot of Susan. On a personal note, I've seen her since we started going to shows back in 92, Icon, and Susan's a good person. Why don't you talk about, I know you've been handing out some posters and stuff. Tell people why they need to come to this show, and if you want to talk bad about Steve Corino's Philadelphia Phillies, I'll actually let you for a minute.
Yeah, Susan, she's a great person. Myself, Playboy Phil Hefner, and Susan, we all went out, put out posters. Want to thank everybody who allowed us to put the posters in their business. We put out, I want to say, estimate around 20, maybe 25 posters. Nobody said no, which was, which they understand what it's mean. It's nothing that they were going to say really could say no to. A lot of the people understood and had somebody, a loved one, that's gone through cancer, which was a bit, not necessarily a good thing, but a bigger plus to, for put the posters, but they understand what people go through or they've been through it. We met a lady who putting out posters, and she wanted to meet Susan personally because she was a 20-year cancer survivor, and hopefully she may be coming from Alabama to this show, and we hope she does. We'd love to see her there. And all in all, it's going to be a great we got some great talent. Like we said, we got Glacier coming in. We got Steve Carino and Roxy Cotton coming in all the way from Philadelphia. They could be doing some Ring of Honor tapings or some World Ones or have other bookings, but they're coming out to help a true friend, as in Susan. You're going to have student versus teacher. It's just, this card's very, very impressive. And it's got, excuse me, it's got something for everybody. It's got movie stars. It's got TV stars. It's got music stars. And most of all, it's got wrestling stars, and it has Susan. So hopefully this few hours that we have for the show takes her mind off at ease and hopefully brings a smile to her face. And we need to raise a lot of dollars for her.
Andrew, before we get to Iron Sheik on the show, go ahead if you want to. I know you. Cancer is a special issue with you, and I know you want to say a few words on breast cancer research. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the cancers I really am fond of is...
Don't say fond of.
Well, I mean, it's more, to me, it's one more important awareness than others. And you got the running joke where it's, and a lot of women know what I mean by this, but you got to save the tatas. I mean, that's one of the little running jokes because of breast cancer. And my mom, she was a 5-year survivor, and unfortunately it did come back in remission, and it ended up taking her life. Miss her a lot, and gracious that I have family and friends like Susan, Brother Dave, and his lovely girlfriend, and his family, and countless other people who's helped me out, and kept me positive, and I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to mean a lot to me.
So here's what you do. Number one, you go out there, you support Friends for a Friend, and you do something good for our friend Susan Meeks. In wrestling, you got babyface and heel. The ultimate heel is always cancer. And we want to see a cure for colon cancer one day, and we definitely want to see hers go in remission. All right? Danger hates cancer, so do I. No one likes it. So if you can come out there, you can support, you can help somebody out, and get a free night. Consider this helping to help them out and get a free night of entertainment. Furthermore, if you're thinking about it, you get a little extra money or something. When you're thinking about, hey, I got to give something back, got to give something back for charity or something, always feel free to remember, breast cancer research, it caused near and dear to Danger's heart and my heart because I knew my Marie's and she was a great lady. Also, MDA is a cause near and dear to my heart. Not trying to plug anything, but I do want to remind you that they don't have telethons all year. They don't have three-day walks all year and everything. But if you can, if you're thinking, if you're blessed and you're walking upright, think about others less fortunate than you. Give back. If you can't give in money, give in some time. You know, help somebody out. Remember, you never stand so tall as when you stoop to help somebody else. Anyways, enough of that. We're going to talk about, we talked about wrestling right there. Want to remind you, WWE 4 Wrestling tomorrow, WWE4.com will be there. And Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling will return to Forest Park, Georgia, 4-16-11. That's going to be one heck of a show, and we're working on getting some other folks on upcoming shows. I tell you right now, the David Ager Show going all over right now, and going to be even going to have probably more two-week shows coming up. But anyways, we're going to go ahead. We know what you're looking for. Now, hold your calls, okay? I may, if you start calling, I may not be taking them right now. We're not going to take your calls immediately, okay? We're going to be saving the calls to later in the night. We're probably going to be going until 10 o'clock, 9:30 already. So hold your calls till about 9:15, 9:30. We'll try to get anybody in who has a call for the Iron Sheik, okay? Please make it one question only. We expect quite a number of calls. Again, I want to thank Wrestle Reunion, and I want to thank definitely Mr. Sal Corrente and Mr. Rich Tate for setting this up. And I'm looking forward to having Iron Sheik on, so is Danger. And we will talk to you very soon and be back shortly with more Dave and Danger Show right after this.
Hi, this is Eric Darnell.
This is David Reagan.
Jamie McMurray.
This is Carl Edwards here for RED,
the entertainment industry's voice for road safety.
Want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible.
Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate.
Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening.
All right. You're listening to David Danger Show right now. We're going to, right now, we're going to bring on one of the most decorated guests and one of the guests we're most proud to have on our show. He is a former WWF World Heavyweight Champion, a man who has held many titles, is one great professional wrestler. He is the man known as the Iron Sheik. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sheik. Are you on the air?
Thank you, David. Pleasure to bring me in the show. I can talk all intelligent wrestling fans in the Olympic City, Atlanta, Georgia, and around the world. They know I'm Mr. Hulk Hogan to be Hulkamania. Without Iron Sheik, no Hulkamania. And all intelligent my wrestling fans know I'm the first Iranian Middle Easter. I come to America. All Olympic 1972 Munich, Germany, coach for American team. Tell us, I get a gold medal myself, and only thing I did all my life, wrestling. Freestyle, Greco-Roman, and I be a Shah of Iran bodyguard 3 years. no pleasure to talk to you, David, because Bruno Sammartino, good friend of mine, he's going to come to them, Atlanta, Georgia, for his convention. Pleasure to, I can talk to you and talk to all my wrestling fans in Olympic City, Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sheik, for coming on the program. We're really excited, I tell you. I do want to mention that, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Wrestle Reunion will be coming to Atlanta, Georgia. It will be here coming up next weekend. And on April the 3rd, they will have a curtain call for Bruno Sammartino, where you can have lunch, lunch with Bruno Sammartino and guests. You're also going to have autograph signings with great wrestling talent, such as Bruno Sammartino, Mickey James, Scott Steiner, Kamala, Tommy Dreamer, Carlito Colon, Bob Orton Jr., winner, Christy Hemme. Dutch Mantel is going to be there, Tatanka, Ivan Koloff, Vita, Terry, let's see here, Charlie Haas, Jackie Haas, and Sheldon Benjamin. And, of course, Nikolai Volkoff and our guest right here, the Iron Sheik. That's an amazing lineup of talent there, Iron Sheik. You were at the first WrestleMania, and WrestleMania coming to Atlanta. What's your thoughts of how big WrestleMania has gotten and how important? I know you were to so many of the early WrestleManias, Mr. Sheik.
Good question, David, because I was WrestleMania number one, number two, number three, Phyllis, number 17, I come champion by the Royal in the Houston, Texas, WWF or WWE, good to me, because a special Mr. Gania called me and he told me that don't lose the belt to Hulk Hogan, take the belt, come to Minnesota, he's going to take care of me $100,000. But the hand fit me, David. I cannot cut that hand because WWF, Kennedy McMahon, and Mr. McMahon, they were very nice to me, and I was a champion. And then Mr. Gania called me. He said, don't drop the belt to Hulk Hogan. Break the leg. Come to the Minnesota. I take you $100,000. But I want to say, I'm a Shia Muslim. The hand feed me. I don't bite that hand. Everybody know about that. But anyway, a pleasure for me to come see all my old-timer friends again, especially Bruno Sammartino, Stoner brother, Nicola, Ivan Koloff, and all of them, good friend of mine, and my young days, I had long with all of them because I was a rare wrestler, champion, and gentleman in the locker room. I respect all it, my old good friend, especially Mr. Bruno Sammartino. And we was in the Civic Arena in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and football player come in the locker room. Bruno tell them, tonight is not football, it's wrestling, and you guys have to leave the locker room. Three football players, David, and one of them, and he slapped Bruno, and Bruno operation. I saw after he hit the Bruno, I run like fear. I took him down, I kicked his face, and he blocked the door. I suplexed him, and then they left the locker room. Bruno always respect me for that. Bruno is a good man and gentleman, and I have a lot of respect for him. And pleasure for me I can see them again April 13th in the Marriott Hotel. I'll be very happy.
Absolutely. Sheik, I'd like to talk about your training, Mr. Iron Sheik. You were trained, invited to become a pro wrestler, I should say. You were one of the assistant coaches for the Greco-Roman before. But Mr. Vern Gagne had trained you. What was training like with Mr. Vern Gagne?
Mr. Vern Gagne, training camp was excellent. Billy Robinson was the assistant of the Mr. Gagne. And that camp was Ric Flair, myself, Camp Patera, Jim Branzeller, Gregorio, we all started that camp after Olympic Munich, Germany, 72. I went to the Munich Olympic game, and I come back. I started 73, and it was a very, very good camp, and Billy Robinson was excellent, and Mr. Gagnon. But for me, it was a natural, because already was 1971, before I go Olympic, San Diego, California, 180 pounds, I come AAU champion. So for me, it was easy, but it was very hard for Campotero, Ric Flair, and Greg Gagnon, Jim Brunzeller. For them, it was very hard, but it was an excellent camp, and I enjoyed it very much. But Mr. Billy Robinson, he cannot take me down. He cannot beat me. And same thing, Mr. Gagnon. That way they respect me. They smart me. And I started in the Midwest with Minnesota and Mr. Gagnon.
Understand. Now, people talk about Billy Robinson and sometimes mention about people who were shooters in wrestling. And one interesting thing I've seen is a lot of people are watching the UFC and the mixed martial arts and everything. If you hadn't trained under Mr. Gagnon, have you seen any of the MMA or UFC? And would you have liked to have tried that out if you had not trained with Mr. Gagnon, if it was around then?
Absolutely. Mr. Gagnon himself, he was a great wrestler. College, Big Ten champion, and Mr. Gagnon know about Greco-Roman and freestyle. And like you said, David, anybody have a wrestling background like freestyle and Greco-Roman and go to the ultimate fighting, he can be very good like Ken Shamrock and some another. They have a good wrestling background that help him a lot. And Mr. Gagnon himself was a great background of college and Big Ten champion and in University of Minnesota. And he was one of the best himself. But for me, it was natural because I was 180 pounds, 1971, national championship, San Diego, California. I get a gold medal. And I went to the Munich Olympic Game in 1972, come back to the Minnesota. I started over there in 73, like I said, with the Campotero, Ric Flair, and it was a great camp. And we did, very good. And later on, I trained myself, Ricky Stimbo and Johnny Nelson, and some another one. That was my student. I trained them in the Minnesota. Mr. Gagnon put me on the charge to train a young generation because I was a real wrestler.
Absolutely. One of the things that I noticed I was going to ask you about is after you started wrestling, you had introduced Persian clubs to wrestling, and on many TV shows I saw the Persian Club Challenge. Tell me, where did that came from? Iran? Tell me what gave you the idea to bring the Persian clubs, and do you still do the Persian clubs as far as the exercise, you know?
Mr. David, that's the oldest sport in the Persia. Persia, my country, Iran, oldest country in the world. Thousand years ago, human beings, they didn't have a gun. They used the Persian club exercise so they can kill the animal, that they can survive. And also good for Greco-Roman and freestyle. Good for the wrist, elbow, shoulder. That's the oldest sport in the Persia. And I was lucky. I learned it in Iran, and I bring it to the America. And I challenge with any human being, anybody do whatever do, I do double. And none of them can do it. Stoner brother, and Paul Androff, and Hulk Hogan, and football player, and bodybuilder. Nobody break my record. That was a real shoot exercise, and that's the oldest sport in the Perugia, and it's good for the elbow, wrist, shoulder, to make it strong for pulling and pushing, and help me for Greco-Roman wrestling. That helped me a lot, and that was a real shoot. I challenge with any human being in the world, and nobody break my record. Each one was 75 pounds, and I did a demonstration, and I bring the strongest human being in the ring, David. None of them break my record. Yes, sir. Persian club or Iran, we call him Mil.
Indeed. They look, and I've heard that that's very difficult to do for sure, the Persian club exercise.
Exactly. I'm sorry, David, I interrupted you. I started with 10 pounds and then 20 pounds, 30 pounds. I started very light. I learned the technique, so that was all involved with the strength and technique. And then I was lucky. I was young, 14 years old. I started with a 10 pound, but my world record was a 75 pound. And I take it to the Riverdale, Mr. Dog Gym, and with all the bodybuilder, power lifter, they come try it. And none of them can do it. And Ole Anderson, and God bless him, Ole and Gene Anderson, they send the cameraman, they film it. And one of them come to try it to my club. It was Ultimate Warrior. And Ultimate Warrior come Mr. Giorgio, good buddy. But I give him in my club, he cannot do nothing. And that what I'm talking about 20 years ago. In the Riverdale, Mr. Dog Jim, an Ultimate Warrior bodybuilder, big man, but he lost the face. He cannot do nothing.
Amazing how people would think that a bodybuilder might be able to do it, but I've heard that's one of the most. I've talked to wrestlers who have tried to do it, and they said that's a very difficult exercise for sure. I want to ask you about some territories which you had been in, Mr. Sheik. You wrestled some in the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic areas. Do you have any memories of wrestling in the Mid-South areas or in the Mid-Atlantic areas, Mr. Sheik?
As a matter of fact, yes, David. I wrestled in the Mid-South for the Charlotte territory. Before, we had a lot of territory. One of them was Mid-South, the promoter was David Crockett and Jimmy Crockett. And we used to come from Charlotte to Atlanta, center stage to make our television tape. So I rest in just about all territory, but most of my life I live in the Fayetteville, Georgia. And my wife and my three kids really live in Fayetteville, Georgia, more than anywhere in America. But I've been wrestling on territory like Mid-Atlantic, North Carolina, and then California, and then Canada, and then Minnesota. And coast to coast, Tennessee, working to how I was Georgia, and then Mr. McMahon called me, and he invited me to the Big Apple, and then my life changed after I went to New York, and Mr. Bob Backlund, it was a champion, 6 years, nobody beat him, David. I beat him to the most famous arena in the world. Madison Square Garden, New York. I beat Mr. Bob Backlund after 6 years. Nobody beat him. And then I lost my belt to Hulk Hogan. But Hulk Hogan, sometimes two-faced. After I lost my belt to him, he come in the locker room. He hugged me. He kissed me. He said, "Shiki, baby, I owe you one. I love you." And by the time I was ready to, I need him, I call him. He didn't even return my call back. but no problem. But God knows, and Jesus knows, I was a real champion because toughest sport in the Olympic, Greco-Roman, and freestyle. Mr. Hulk Hogan is a bodybuilder. He's not Greco-Roman champion. He's not freestyle champion. But what's going wrong? Come back around. And look at now what happened to Hulk Hogan. And his wife left him, and a lot of problem because somebody up there always control everything. So I'm just happy to be talk to you, David, and pleasure for me to April 3rd to come to the Marietta. I see all my good buddy, like you said, mention all their name, and especially Bruno Sammartino. We have a party for him, and I'll be very happy to see them.
Sure, Mr. Sheik. I know my co-host, Mr. Danger, has a few questions for you. I want to get with him on that. Before I do that, I was going to ask, you did wrestle a lot in Georgia Championship Wrestling. You have any memories of matches with folks like Dusty Rhodes, Dick Murdoch, Tommy Rich, Ron Garvin?
Oh, I wrestled with Tommy Rich and Ronnie Garvin. I come TV champion. I had the belt because Ronnie Garvin was a champion, and then I beat him on the for television championship, and I come television champion in the center state, Atlanta, Georgia. And that time we had a good announcer, Mr. Gordon Soli. God bless him, he passed away. And we had David Crockett, Jimmy Crockett, and then we had a lot of good men, Tommy Rich, Paul Onderoff, and we had a lot of good name, a lot of good wrestler in the Olympic City of Atlanta, Georgia. Hello?
Sure, I'm going to let I'm here. I'm going to let Danger ask you some questions, though. Danger, you're over there, Chief.
Yeah,
yes,
sir. Sheik, I want to thank you for coming on the show. One of the questions is, what got you interested in Greco-Roman wrestling?
I'm sorry, then just say it again one more time because my English is not too good. And tell me, what did you ask me, sir?
My question is, what got you interested in Greco-Roman wrestling?
Well, a national sport in my country, Persia, Iran, is a freestyle and Greco-Roman and soccer football. This is very popular in the oldest country in the world, 2,500 years, Persia, new name Iran, a national sport. It was a Greco-Roman and freestyle. I was lucky. My cousin, Ghulam Reza Takhti, he was the greatest champion. He been compete for Olympic, and I learned from Ghulam Reza Takhti, and since I was 14 years old, I was lucky. I had a good coach, a good training, and I just was fall in love with the freestyle and Greco-Roman, and then I high school champion, army champion, and then national Iranian, and I come to the America. I was young. I was only 25 years old, and then I started in the Midwest. So I make it to the Big Apple to be the WWF champion. But the wrestling is most of my life. I learned since I was 14 years old, Dangers. I wrestling. So I make it to be national world champion, Iranian champion, America. Thanks to God, it was a good gift for me. I started toughest sport in the world, Greco-Roman, and freestyle. That was a national Iranian sport all days.
Very good, very good. Have you had a chance to go back to your homeland, and do you still have family there?
Well, I had a mother, father passed away, but I have a brother and a sister. They live because the reason I didn't go, I was a Shah of Iran, Muhammad Reza Shah, Pahlavi bodyguard for his wife and himself. After Shah left the country, Ayatollah Khomeini came, and we all left. And I'm 45 years, I never go back. I'm home in the most of my life. I'm Fayetteville, Georgia. But the future, I hope if somebody write book about me or I get a good break, maybe I save a little bit of money. I'd like to go back one more time to see my sister, brother, and I never saw their kids. And I hope someday soon, maybe my life change. Somebody write book about me or I work, make a little bit of money. I'd like to go back one more time.
Well, you are a great picture, and yeah, I mean, you are one part of, like, one of the greatest part of the history of wrestling. And I know fans of yesterday, today, and the future are going to know who the Iron Sheik is and how great of a wrestler and a competitor and a person that you are. I know recently, the past couple of days, we had the passing of Sir Oliver Humperdinck. Did you know of him or very fond of him?
Hopper didn't pass away?
Yes, sir, he did. I believe he passed away on Saturday. I believe it was this weekend.
Hopper didn't, right?
Yes, sir.
Was a good man, good friend. And he was most of the time manager. He was a manager, good manager for all time, and I didn't know he passed away. Sorry about that. He was a good man, and I get along with him, and he was very nice to me, and I'm sorry about that he passed away.
Yeah, the wrestling world lost a great man and lost a great manager with that. One thing, talking about like where we're talking about the territories, is that today the younger stars have it easy, where the companies book their rides and planes, and they generally have it easy. Do you think the stars of today could basically make it like the ways that you had to go through the struggles back in the day?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Dangerous. Today's generation, young, I watch it on the television, WWE, sometimes every Monday. Today's generation, they work hard, they are good shape, they have a charisma. But for some reason, wrestling fans like the old time better. And I leave it to the wrestling fans. But to me, I watched the match. As a matter of fact, last night, Monday, I watched the match. They are young. They are in good shape. WWE have the number one company in the world. And the young generation, they work hard and they are in good shape. But like I said, wrestling fans, for some reason, they like the old-timer. They said better than tradition, better than young generation. But to me, the young generation, they are working hard. They are good shape. I like him. But it's different time. Time change and wrestling change. And compared to the old days, completely different. Yes, sir.
This is Dave again. Do you have any stars of today that you really like watching, Mr. Sheik? Anybody that you think is who might become who you think is really good, or someone who might become a champion in a few years? I'd be interested to hear your take on that.
Well, David, I'll be honest with you, Baba, and today's generation, like John Cena and Undertaker and Triple H and I can mention all of them. They work hard. They have a go in the ring. They have a charisma, and especially Undertaker. Many years he's on the WWF and WrestleMania, and they are impressed me. But for me, I don't have to talk about myself. The wide world know. I grew up with the toughest sport in the world, Greco-Roman and freestyle. Old days, Danny Hodge was good, Carol Gotch was good, myself. Very few. We have Mr. Wonderful Paul Onderoff. He was a great football player, tough man. And I can mention a lot of them. It was excellent and different than today's generation.
Is there anyone in today's generation that you would have liked to wrestle when you were in your prime and when you were able to compete and when you were just coming up? Is there anyone you would have really liked to wrestle right now if you were as young as they are?
Oh, good question, David. I wish I was younger to wrestle with Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medal in Atlanta, Georgia. He draw with Iranian, but for some reason he come first, Iran come second. But my wish was I was young to act in wrestling with Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, he cannot do my club press. Only wish I had to, I was young, wrestling with him. And I'm talking about the legend, Greco-Roman, freestyle, and Dan Gable, myself, John Peterson, Ben Peterson. We grew up with the toughest sport, Greco-Roman and freestyle. If you have a good background about freestyle and Greco-Roman, you go Ultimate Fighting, you come champion very easy. So my answer to your question is, yes, sir, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle. I would love to have seen that match. I can just see the clubs and the ankle lock and the camel clutch. That would have been really, really great. What do you think about UFC champ Brock Lesnar?
Well, Brock Lesnar, he's from Minnesota. I was a coach for University of Minnesota. My student brought him to this business, Brad Reagan. Brad Reagan, it was a... One of my students, Brad Reagans, went to the Olympic Montreal, Canada, and also Munich, Germany. I teach him. I smart him. I show him A to the Z. And Brad Reagan was a teacher of the guy I mentioned his name. Brock Lesnar. He is good, but he never competed Olympic, or he never competed AAU, and my student brought him this business, Brad Reagans. But don't get me wrong, he did good to go for that Ultimate Fighting, but he never competed in the AAU, or he never been compete in the Olympic for Greco-Roman or freestyle. But he's in good shape. He have a charisma. He's a big man. And he learned whatever he know from my student, Brad Reagans.
Yeah. This is a danger here. Where did the camel clutch come from?
Well, camel clutch, my cousin, old Sheik, from Detroit, Michigan, and Eddie Farhad, and was my cousin, old Sheik from Detroit, and he teach me about the camel clutch. And he was, before me, he had the boots, he had a robe, shawl, agar. He wrestling by name Sheik. But he born in Detroit, Michigan. That's because he never speak the language. He had a manager, like Eddie Cushman, and the Grand Wizard, and Eddie Farhad, old Sheik. He showed me what camel clutch. That way I use it. After him, I use it for my finish.
Very good, very good. Want to talk about an incident that happened in, I believe it was 1987. At the time, you were in a heated feud with Jim Duggan, and you were arrested. You and Mr. Duggan were arrested, and it kind of went out saying that two people who were feuding were riding out together. Duggan was allowed to stay with the company, and you were released. Do you think that at all, if that incident didn't happen, do you think your career would have continued on a different path?
Well, Dangers, I'll be honest with you. That was in 1987. We was in New York and New Jersey airport, and Hacksaw had a rent car. We have to go to the Asbury Park, and in the New Jersey Turnpike, you cannot drink beer and drive. So we had a beer and then a little bit of smoke. And he drive, and I was stuck. I didn't have a choice. I need the ride. Hacksaw take me, but 20 miles before Asbury Park in the Middletown, police saw Hacksaw drink beer. I tell him, Hacksaw, police tell me stop the car. He said, no, for what? I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm not fast. But they saw him. His beer bottle, and you cannot drink and drive in the New Jersey, New York. So anyway, after they stopped us, and they didn't recognize him, he's an actor, Jim Duggan, but they recognized me, and then they asked me, Sheik, what are you doing? Who is that guy? I said, sir, this is actor Jim Duggan. And we won't have to go to the Asbury Park for the show. I was stuck. I get the right to be the Hacksaw. I know I have to wrestle with him tonight. I know not supposed to drive, have to be cafe. But after we smoke, we left three roaches on the ash tree. And then officer asked Hacksaw, what do you have besides beer? And he said, we had a smoke too. And then they tell him, you are fucking unrest. Get the fuck out of the car. So even, I'm sorry my language. And then he come out of the car. They hook him up. And they didn't hook me up. So we went to the police department. Said, and then they checked our bag. And Hacksaw bag, they found out 8 ball of coke. And then after that, and they keep us. And Hacksaw father, chief of the Glen Falls, New York, chief of the police department. So he called his father, and father sent the band. We make the show. We met the show, we wrestled together, and was sold out. And but the agents, George Animal, still asked me, Sheik, what happened? In the high, I saw you, 10 officers talking to you. What was the situation? I said, if I tell you, you're not going to tell Vince? He said, no. I said, well, I was driving. I was stuck. I get a ride with him. And by then, Middletown, New Jersey, they stopped us because Hacksaw had a beer and a little bit of smoke. He said, don't worry, I'm not going to tell Vince. But the next day, I was in the Good Morning America. I was on the news. We make the world news. I know all days. We take care of the business. We cafe. That means we didn't travel together, and we didn't sit on the restaurant same table. But that night was one of bad night for me and Axel. So anyway, we make the show. But the next day, Kennedy McMahon tell me she, Axel, has to go home. So anyway, 2 years I was suspended. I was lucky I come to the Georgia and the Ted Turner station, and they hired me. Georgia Scott was a promoter, and he hired me, and I was on the contract with the Ted Turner station and TBS. That day, I was happy. After 2 years, and then Mr. McMahon told me, Sheik, I cannot afford it to I lose the talent like you, because I broke the record for the company, and business was good. Anyway, I wrestled with Sergeant Slaughter or Hulk Hogan, sold out. And so anyway, that was the situation. We make the world news, and was one of a bad night for Axel and myself. But all this, we have the cafe. We didn't drive together. We didn't go same restaurants, same table. We always cafe. But that was the situation you asking me about Axel and myself.
Yeah, talking about cafe. Not, that is not being really taught with the younger generation of today. What is your thoughts about people not observing that anymore?
Well, old days, Mr. Gagneau, he didn't smart his wife about our business. And everybody was respect the business and turn the business. And we didn't go same restaurant seat, same table, always cafe with the mark. We didn't smart anybody about our business and respect. And and then the change. But all this, we was really cafe with everybody about our sport and about our business.
Understand, Mr. Sheik. This is Dave again. I was going to ask you, you talked about when you came back to Georgia, one guy who I've spoken to a few times was a guy you wrestled, Ranger Ross. Any thoughts on Ranger Ross?
Oh, Ranger Ross, that black man, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, Ranger Ross, very nice man and good performer. I wrestled with him, television, and everywhere. But he was a good hand, good performing. Yeah, Richard Ross. And he was in the Army or Navy, I think. And we had a good match always. But my good matches was with Dickie Murdoch, Dusty Rhodes, and Ivan Koloff. At Tommy Rich, and then with Ronnie Garvin, I come TV chaplain. And the old days, the booker, Mr. Ole Anderson and Gene Anderson, God bless him, he passed away. He was my manager. And Ole locked me because Ole, and he locked the shooter. And another one was, God bless him, he passed away, Boss Sawyer. Bob Sawyer was a good shooter. I get along with him and Ole, myself. And we had a good territory in Atlanta, Georgia. We wrestling Macon, Augusta, and Central Stage. And all this wrestling was good in Georgia. And I really enjoyed today. Kennedy McMahon called me, told me, come to the Big Apple.
I want to ask you about one of your biggest feuds of all time.
I want to ask you about your feud with Sergeant Slaughter and any memories of your feud with Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter, David, was a great performer and charisma. And we marred him in the Minnesota. And I had the best match with Sergeant Slaughter. Boot camp match. Boot camp match. And that was the best match in the WWF history. Sergeant was a great performer, charisma. He was a natural, and I was a natural because I speak Farsi. I was Iranian. I turned the soldier to the baby face. Soldier was a heel for us himself. I turned him baby face, and then we broke the record for the company. And boot camp match, that was the best match we had, and still people talk about it. And I wrestling with Soldier, sold out, and business was excellent with the Soldier. Mr. Bob Backlund, Hulk Hogan, we broke the record for the WWF old days.
Sure. I was going to ask also your thoughts on your tag team partner, Nikolai Volkov.
Another thing was a natural, and Nikolai big man, and speaking of Russia. And he was a believable and a big man, and then very killing, never smoke, never drink. And I have a lot of respect for Nikola because he was an organic man, and he was a real believable big man, athletic, wrestling. And he speak the Russian, I speak Farsi. He was a natural, best tag team. And anyway, we're wrestling Nikola and I against the All-American boys, maybe first of all, Jim Brunzeller, or what is his name? Another Jim Brunzeller and his partner.
Brian Blair,
right. Excellent. Yeah, Brian Blair, Jim Brunzeller, the All-American natural baby face, Nikola and I, we was a heel. And after that, not too many people can go follow our match. That was a good tag team, believable. And Russia, Nikola did the Russian national anthem. And then it was really believable. And that's because Mr. Mishik, I cannot afford it to lose the talent like you and Nikola. So anyway, it was Nikola Goodman. I'm going to see him April 3rd. He's going to come, right, Bob?
Yeah, Nikola's going to be at Wrestle Reunion in Atlanta, Georgia. If someone wants to know, they can go to WrestleReunion.com on the internet and find out more how they can meet people like Bruno Sammartino, Nikolai Volkov, and, of course, our guest, the Iron Sheik.
Thank you very much, David, and then Dangerous. And pleasure to talk to you guys. If my wrestling fans want to ask me any question, I have a lot of energy. I don't mind.
Sure.
I do it. And I appreciate it to talk to me. And I think another, the promoter, young man by the name Sal Colantia.
Yes, Sal Colantia. We still have some more time if you still have some time to talk. We still have a few more questions, and I was going to take some callers if you're able to stay for a little bit longer, Mr. Sheik.
Oh, no problem, Mr. David. And but after I'm done, call Sal Colanti. Let him know I did the interview. Or you can give me his number. I call him. I'll let him know. Because he told me to I do it, and I'm have energy. No problem. Any question my wrestling friends wants to ask me or you, no problem.
Thank you, sir. A couple of quick questions I want to get out of the way. Fans, if you want to go ahead and ask the Iron Sheik something, call the numbers 347-324-5735. Keep it down to one question
We want to get through as many folks as we can. We understand Mr. Sheik's time is very valuable. We thank him for staying on the line with us. One thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. Sheik, any thoughts of what's going on in the Middle East right now?
I know what you mean, David. Middle East, a little bit not too good. And a problem over there. And especially Japan, that earthquake broke my heart because a lot of people lost their family, lost their life. And that was very sad. I watched the television about Japan. So and then another one, Iran, a little bit problem. And is different than old days. A little bit problem with the Gaddafi and something like that. But Iran had a little bit problem, but now Iran a little bit better. That was I hope get better, or somebody help me a little bit money. Maybe I can go back one more time. Only wish I have one more time, so I can go see my brother, sister, and a couple of weeks up in Iran, and I come back. But I leave it to you and my wrestling friends. If they can help me, I appreciate it.
Well, I think that'd be a great idea. As a matter of fact, if someone wants to talk about doing that, we might actually be able to look into something like that, let you go, to see if it's possible and everything. Perhaps someone who is wanting to help the Iron Sheik be able to go back, or to go back to Iran one more time, or perhaps someone might want to help work with the Iron Sheik on a book, if they want to contact us through this radio show at DaveAndDanger.com or at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. We definitely forward the information on to you and let you know, Mr. Sheik, because we definitely would love to see either thing happen. I think an Iron Sheik book would be fantastic. I think if you were able to go back to your homeland one more time, I think that would be fantastic.
Exactly, David, because 45 years is a long time. I never been home. Cost me a couple thousand dollars. I hope somebody help me, or maybe my book come out, or sometimes somehow. I leave it to you and my wrestling friends. And also, I have somebody take care of my booking. They call him Megan Boys from Toronto, Chic Show. And another agency I have in New York, ESS Promotion. So now you guys, I leave it to you guys. You never know. Cost me a couple thousand to I go and come back. But only wish I have one more time so I can go see my brother, sister, all their kids, and I'll be back, because now I'm an American citizen.
Mm-hmm. You're American. And according to what, is this correct? I understand you're 68, Mr. Sheik?
Yes, sir. I was born March 15th. 1942, just about 68, 69.
Okay.
March 15 was last week. I just turned 69.
Well, happy birthday, Sheik. I think Danger's got one more question, too, for you.
Please, Mr. Danger.
Yes. First thing I forgot to ask earlier is that I know that you just had an operation on your knee. What's the progress on your knee?
It was my ankle.
Not
the knee was before, but this time was in my left ankle. And about 5 weeks ago, still on the cask, and still I'm recovering. I have to keep the cast another 2-3 weeks. I'm the cast. I'm recovering. That was a surgery. 9 hours doctor spent to fix my ankle. And I hope they're supposed to let me know after a couple of weeks more, and then they're going to let me know is good or bad. But still, I'm in the wheelchair and recovered my surgery because doctor spent 9 hours for operation.
Sure. Mr. Shee, we definitely hope you get well on that quickly and everything. One question I definitely want to ask, we got some callers on the line. Again, keep your comments brief on the line. We want to make sure we get through as many questions as we have. But one question I have, Mr. Shee, throughout much of your career, you've been what they've called a heel, okay? But now through some of the interviews you did, some shoot interviews, some appearances and all, and appearances on the Howard Stern Show and others, you've become very popular. What's it like now after being hated by the wrestling fans for so long, so many of the wrestling fans showing that they're such big Sheik fans now?
Absolutely, David. I'm the first Iranian and come to the America, most famous Iranian I am, because for Howard Stern and WWF and also Atlanta, Georgia, TBS, Turner Station, go all over the world, and I'm very popular now, and I'm, like I say, I'm alone a little bit. I'm very famous, but since operation, I'm home. I'm a little bit alone, but I hope the next couple of weeks, I hope I'm going to get better so I can move, so I can do a little bit of exercise, go to the gym again, activity, because I'm all my life activity, workout, training, here, there, and that keeps me alive, and I hope I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. I have a caller on the line, Mr. Sheik. I'm going to take a caller now, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. 704 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger and special guest, former WWF champion, the Iron Sheik. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Adrian Rohr, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right, Adrian, welcome. You're on here with Dave Danger, and as he is known by some now, Sheiky Baby. Feel free to ask a question to the Iron Sheik.
Mr. Sheik, it's a pleasure to speak with you this evening. I wanted to ask you about your brief time in WCW. You worked with a very young Sting. What were your impressions of Sting in that brief feud with him in the WCW area back in the early 90s?
As a matter of fact, I did my club to the Sting. He cannot do my club, but he was a great performer and turned his face. What do you call him, a Sting, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, him and his partner, Mr. Luger, they was a great performer and a good wrestler. But I give my pressure club to Sting. He cannot do my club, same as Luger. Luger was a big man, bodybuilder. And I give my pressure club to them. They cannot do nothing. But they are good men, good people, and business. And baby face, which is like David said, I was a heel. I had the most heat than any other wrestler in America. But now I'm different. People like me. I'm a baby face. And anywhere I go, people respect me because I was a hate to love, something like that. You know? Sting was a good man, good wrestler. He turned to be religious now, but I had a good match with him.
Were you? Did you think that WCW using Sting as their primary babyface was a good move then, or would you have built around somebody else in WCW?
Well, Sting was a good hand and credible. Pendy says, and he was a good wrestler, but also we had a Stunner brother. They was a good wrestler, that was come from wrestling background, but Sting was a good man too and a good baby face.
Well, I thank you for your time, Sheik.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Thank you for your call, Adrian. Appreciate that. Real quick, 615 area code. You're on with Dave Danger and the Iron Sheik. State your name where you're calling from, please. 615 area code. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hey, what about Memphis?
Who?
Huh?
615 area code. This is Dave Danger and Iron Sheik. You have a question, sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can
you
hear me, David? I can hear you just fine, Mr. Sheik. I don't think the other person, I don't think they had a back connection or something. One question I want to ask, one guy you never hear brought up, but I just wonder, what were your thoughts of Corporal Kirshner, who you feuded with after Sergeant Slaughter left the area of New York?
Good question, David. Corporal Kirshner was an All-America, good kid, good performer, but the Soldier Slaughter was a legend. And I had a great match with the Soldier, and because it was a real believable, he was All-America, and Soldier Slaughter. But Corporal Kirshner, young, and I had a great match with him. But Soldier was more charisma, more better, more believable than Corporal Kirshner. But I had a good match with the Corporal, too.
Sure, sure. Danger, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. Something I guess you can say the popularity really came is when the shoot videos came out. What are your thoughts about your popularity now versus doing from the shoot videos versus your wrestling career?
Well, my wrestling career, everybody know. I born in Iran, but I made it America. I come to America from University of Minnesota, coach to the Mastercania camp, to the Big Apple, and also Atlanta, Georgia. Fayetteville, Georgia is my home. 45 years I live in Fayetteville, but I've been around the world 10 times, and home for me, Fayetteville, Georgia. But my answer to you about, I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
I think what he's saying, Mr. Sheik, is he's talking about were you surprised when you did your shoot video for MWF with Dan Marotti and all? Were you surprised how big of a hit that was and how many people enjoyed listening to what the Sheik had to say?
Oh, yeah, that's go all over the world, all over the country. And especially I was in the Howard Stern show. Howard Stern made me very popular. And Dan Marotti... And that was a shoot interview with Bram Blair. And a lot of people know in the America who is the Iron Sheik. You're absolutely right, sir. That makes me very popular.
One other question I want to ask you is, in that shoot interview, you had said some things about Bram Blair. Do you still have a problem with Bram Blair, or has all that been worked out, or do you have anything else you'd like to say about that, Mr. Sheik?
Well, Bram Blair, in my road, I had a party, Bram Blair come to me and said, Mr. Sheik, I'm sorry, I apologize in my road, and because Bram Blair used to say, he was a high school wrestler, but I'm all America, AAU, Olympic. That's the reason he got hit with me, because he said he can beat Iron Sheik, shoot once, and he can beat Dan Gable. So Dan Gable, America, gold medal, Munich, Germany, and Sofia, Bulgaria. Bram Blair is not Dan Gable class. He's not the Kurt Angle class. He's not the RNC class. He's just only high school punk and wrestler. That's what he get hit between. And I slap his face, and he never fight with me back. But now, he said, sorry, he apologized, and now he's okay. Now I don't have no more problem with the Brian Blair, because he come kiss my hand. He said, he's sorry, he apologized. He's not my class. And he said, just Brian is a high school wrestler. I'm an Olympic wrestler. Dan Gable is Olympic wrestler. Kurt Angle is Olympic wrestler. But the Brian Blair, high school wrestler. Two different.
Big difference, no doubt about it, Mr. Sheik. Dave, you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, your thoughts of Jeff Hardy and his alleged drug abuse, of how it's being played out on television.
Jeff Hardy?
I think what he's saying, Mr. Sheik, is Jeff Hardy has been TNA champion for a while, and he held the belt some time, but he's also been indicted by North Carolina authorities for drugs and stuff, and he was just asking if you had any thoughts or anything about that as well, you know, about Jeff Hardy. He supposedly, the last match he was in, it has been reported allegedly that he wasn't in shape to wrestle, and the match was stinging only about a minute, and then he was sent home.
But Jeff Hardy and his brother, what is his brother's name?
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy, they're from North Carolina. They come in the Big Apple. They get a good push. There was a good performer, charisma, and they're good hand, and they had a good run in the WWF. But I didn't know about he used drugs or something. I don't know about that. But there are two brothers. And I saw him a couple years ago in the convention. They are nice people.
Okay, no, I understand that. I'm going to ask you another question instead, just a little different. But WWE has had a wellness policy in effect for the last few years, and a lot of their performers have to abide by certain things about, because, of course, you know, so many people have died in the wrestling world. And a lot of people say it's because of, you know, a combination of travel, painkillers, whatever they want to say it is. But what do you think about the WWE wellness policy as it stands today, where there's punishments for various drugs, according to what I understand, steroids, painkillers and stuff? Any thoughts on that?
Well, in old days, we had a WWF, we had a doctor by name Dr. Zahari, and the boys had a problem, and Dr. Zahari helped him. They give him a prescription for an upper donor, DACA, whatever, and that doctor get a lot of heat because it was easy old days to, we can get a testosterone, you can get a DACA or whatever. Everything was there with the doctor prescription. But that a little bit get too much, and then a little bit problem for company, Mr. McMahon, and they fired that doctor. But now they had the test everybody. Mr. McMahon have a lot of wrestlers, but he can test any wrestler anytime he want, because he want to make sure to the wrestler be killing as much as they can. And but all this was different. Dr. Zahari give the prescription to the wrestler, whatever they want, they can get it. But not anymore. Now Vince tests everybody if he wants to. But you're right, David. A lot of wrestlers pass away, the young, because for overdose, and the Dr. Zahari, they give him whatever they want. But not anymore. No companies watch the wrestler, and Mr. McMahon, test anybody, anytime he wants. That's because since Axel, Jim Duggan, and Aaron Sheik make the world news, and the company test the talent to make sure nobody do anything. Still, some young that died, and I don't know that was for overdose or for some other thing. But now, Kennedy McMahon tests everybody anytime he wants.
Indeed, Mr. Sheik, what do you attribute your longevity in not only the rest of the business but in life and everything? You're at age, you know, like you said, 69, almost 70 years old. You're still able to get around. A lot of guys who are younger are in worse shape than you. Is there anything that you attribute your health to, the fact that, you know, you maybe exercise or eat well? Any ideas on that, Mr. Sheik?
Well, my secret is all my life training 3 times a week, 2-3 hours, all year round, because wrestler, if he wants to be champion for freestyle or Greco-Roman, and all year round, 3 times a week, that was my secret. Practice, training, and wrestling is the toughest sport in the Olympic game. And I try to do my best. I had a little bit of surgery now after operation, a couple of weeks or more. And then I'm going to start training again and like all this, because I'm only thing I did all my life, training. I watch my diet, exercise, calisthenic, workout, and activity. And that's my heart. That's my blood. I cannot forget about it, because I was 14 years old. I start to be a wrestler. 125 pounds, 14 years old. Wrestling is all my life I did. Only thing I did, wrestling, and be sharp, be run bodyguard, until I make it to the Big Apple or TBS station. So anyway, my answer is, if people wants to be live longer, have to watch the diet and hit the gym, and everything have to be in moderation, and then they can live longer. But I'm a little bit down now, because for that surgery to my ankle, I hope after a couple of weeks get better, and then I can train again. I can drive again, make the gym. Age is a number. And America, greatest country on earth. Whatever you want, you make it. If people cannot make it in America, they don't make it nowhere. Greatest country on earth, special for wrestling. In Iran, we didn't have the solid facility like here. Good gym, good shower, and good coach, good training, best in the world. But you have to want it, you make it. You don't want it, don't even waste the time. So I was lucky, it was in my blood, and I want to be champion in my young days. But thanks to God, help me, I made it. I'm not a rich man, also I'm not poor. I'm a survivor. I hope my life is going to get better. Somebody is somehow going to help me till I make it to Iran one more time. I'll be all right.
Fantastic. We have another caller here. 440 area code. You're on the Dave Danger Show with Dave Danger and the man known WWF World Champion, an Iron Sheik. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Jimmy Ray from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on? You're on the air with Dave Danger and Iron Sheik. Please state your question.
Okay. The question I wanted to ask was, I heard in the beginning of the interview that the Sheik was a bodyguard for the Shah.
For the Shah?
Muhammad Reza Shah Pahlavi and his wife Farah Pahlavi and his son Reza Pahlavi. So I was in my young days, 3 years, I was a bodyguard for the Shah of Iran. But after they killed the Takhti, my cousin, and Takhti compete for Olympic 1952, Melbourne, Australia, and then after that, another Olympic. Olympic is every 4 years. World Games is every year. So Takhti, Olam Reza Takhti, Melbourne, Australia, Helsinki, Finland, 1960, Rome. His last Olympic was in 1964, Tokyo, Japan. So after revolution, and I said, Iran, no good for the world Olympic champion, not going to be good for me. That's because I left Iran. Iran, a lot of history, and oldest country in the world. So anyway, and I come to the America, but only I was bodyguard for the Shah and his family 3 years. After they killed the Takhti, I left Iran, and I didn't go back.
All right, Jimmy, did I answer your question? You have anything else for the Iron Sheik, Jimmy?
No, that was, I just wanted to hear about that, because I just thought that was so fascinating, that how much he has done.
The Sheik's a fascinating man. Thank you again for your call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. We have another caller right now, 678 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger and the Iron Sheik. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please. 678 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger and the Iron Sheik. Hello.
Hey, David. This is Seth Cruz. I guess you're talking to me.
Hey, Seth. You're on the air with Dave Danger and the Iron Sheik.
I just had one question for him. Just, since he was a great amateur wrestler, I was just wanting to know in his opinion, who was the toughest man in wrestling that he knew?
Well, the toughest man there was Mr. Bob Backlund. 6 years, he was a WWF champion. Nobody beat him. I beat him. That was the toughest man for the professional. But for the amateur, Russia was good. Turk was good. And Japanese was good, different Greco-Roman freestyle, completely different than professional. But professional, like I said, Mr. Bob Backlund, I respect him. He was a great champion. I respect Mr. Bob Backlund more than Andre Giant.
Anything else you got, Seth?
David,
that was just
the main thing I wanted to ask him. Very good.
Thank you for your call, Seth. Go ahead, Sheik.
David?
Yes,
anybody else, you
want to
ask me something?
Yeah, I was just going to say if you had something else to add, that's fine, Sheik. Go ahead.
David Dungers?
Yeah. We're still here. Hold on. I think we got another call coming. Thanks, Seth, for your call. 606 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger and the Iron Sheik. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm from Kentucky. Hi, Sheiky. You're one of my favorites. You're a legend. I love you. I just want to ask you a quick question. What do you think about WWE inducting comedian Drew Carey into the Hall of Fame?
I'm sorry, David Dangers, can you explain it to me? What did he ask me?
What was your question again, ma'am? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
I wanted to know what his opinion was on WWE inducting comedian Drew Carey into the Hall of Fame.
Certainly. The lady is asking, what's your opinion, being that you're a WWE Hall of Famer, on the WWE has announced that Drew Carey is going to be now in the WWE Hall of Fame. What's your opinion on that, sir?
What was his name, Gary Perry?
No, it's Drew Carey, like from the Drew Carey Show. He hosts The Price is Right now, the comedian.
Uh-huh. He gets involved in WWF.
He's going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame because I think he got in the ring with Kane a few years ago or something. He was in the Royal Rumble a few years ago. He's the host of the Price is Right on CBS, Drew Carey.
Well, you know, Mr. McMahon wants to bring some star from different show to the WWF or WWE because for the number one company in the world is the WWF or WWE. Once Vince bring the biggest star in this show or make him be the Hall of Fame, he know what he doing. He's a genius. He's a very intelligent man. He know what he have to do for his company.
Really, let me ask a follow up there, Sheik. Being that you are AAU champion and former WWF champion, you know, it really doesn't. You don't feel it does anything as far as your Hall of Fame entrance. If he puts, let's say, a Pete Rose or someone like Drew Carey in the Hall of Fame, you don't feel that lessens your Hall of Fame credentials or anything like that. Some people, some fans, I know, have talked on the other weeks about they feel it somewhat makes the Hall of Fame a little kind of, I don't know, they feel it kind of makes a little bit of a joke out of it. You say you do not feel that way, though.
No, you know, but Vince, he do whatever he want to do, and for his company, he wants to he bring the different star in the show or in the ring, and like Pete Rose and someone other. Vince, he know what is good, what is bad for his company. He's a genius, and he know who deserves it to be, make him to be Hall of Fame, and who not. So all it's up to Vince.
Very good. Any other questions, Lisa?
No, that's it. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. Please call anytime. Thank you very much, Miss Lisa. I tell you, Sheik, you're one of our most popular guests. So many people calling. We want to talk to the Sheik. It's a lot different. Tell me, like you were saying earlier, you used to have a lot of heat and everything. What was it like as WWE champion, WWF champion, taking on Sergeant Slaughter? I mean, how rough were the people towards the Iron Sheik?
I had so much heat, David Dangerous. I had so much heat in the Madison Square Garden in New York, the most famous arena in the world. I go in the ring and after match, and I want to go in the car. The people waited for me outside. They throw beer bottle, they throw rocks, they throw everything to me. Finally, Mr. McMahon tell me and tell the driver, we have to put the Sheik in the ambulance. They bring the ambulance to Arkham. They put me in the ambulance to Arkham, past the garage, to nobody know I'm in the ambulance. Nobody see me. I had the most heat than any other history of the WWF because David Dangerous, my gimmick was a shoot, believable. So Nicola and I, anytime match is over, people was mad at us, and I cannot go in the car. They break the car, they threaten me, everything. So I'm finally, God bless him, Kennedy McMahon tell the driver, put the Sheik in the ambulance, take him to his hotel, because people was waiting for me outside so they can hurt me, because I had so much heat. Nobody can go follow my match after that. But it was just believable, natural, smart nobody, and I perform it. I do perform my performance in the ring was believable, natural. Nobody liked me that. They hate me, but also they respect me. They love me. So anyway, it was an interesting life I had, David Dangerous and the WWF, and also in the TBS 2 years I was a lot of heat. But now, different. Now I'm trying to be babyface, trying to be good girl, because different age, different timing.
Yes. One other thing I wanted to bring up, I just now thought of it too. I remember as a little kid watching on TV on Saturday mornings Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, and you had a cartoon on the Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling show. What was that like, this, to be able to watch you and Nikolai as a cartoon go doing things in the cartoon world? That had to be unreal. I don't know. You had to watch the series at least once or twice for sure.
Exactly. That was Hulk Hogan Rock and Roll and cartoon. He was on the cartoon, and he was all days mixed the action figure, Hulk Hogan, Orange Sheik, Andre the Giant, and Super Plus. Altogether, it was six people, the first action figure they made it. But also, Hulk Hogan, Rock and Wrestling, that was very popular. They come with the Cyndi Lauper and the Degoni we met, and it was interesting.
Yeah. This is Danger again. One thing that I enjoy is following you on Twitter. The best parts is you on your rants and just going off on different celebrities. Is there any celebrity now that you have a gripe with?
I'm sorry, David Dangers. Say it again one more time, please.
What he was asking, Mr. Sheik, was he said he enjoyed reading your post on Twitter. He said, is there anyone, right, he enjoys sometimes when you go off on a small rant or cut a promo on a celebrity or something. Are there any celebrities right now that, you know, you're not very pleased with? Your thoughts on Charlie Sheen, for instance?
Well, Charlie Sheen or Tiger Woods, they do something. Maybe they want to get more popular or want to be different way, get a publicity. But I watch him and Tiger Woods and Charlie Sheen, and their gimmick is different than mine. And that's a cheap heat. I never get a cheap heat. My heat was unbelievable. And I was the baddest human being in the ring, and that was my style. But the Tiger Woods or Charlie Sheen, and they do something. I leave it to the American people to decide they're doing good or bad, or maybe they want to get more publicity, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Understood. I got another caller, 404 area code. You're on the air with a busy night of Dave and Danger and, of course, WWF champion, the Iron Sheik. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hello, 404 yep. area code. You're on the air with the Iron Sheik, Dave and Danger.
Yeah, this is DJ. I wanted to ask the Sheik something. You just mentioned something about cheap heat. And I wanted to know, like, you was one of the first wrestlers I was reading a long time ago in the magazine, that you was one of the first wrestlers to bring, like, real-life events into the wrestling world. How did that feel? Like, what was the response, like, say, in the early 80s, you bringing, like, real-life events into the wrestling thing, like, as far as, like, from a political standpoint?
Well, like I said, I was a real, and Nicola was a real. We mixed the WWF company, number one in the world, and business was excellent. And because our gimmick was a shoot, that was believable. And we had the charisma, Nicola and I, and the company was make a $1 billion, and people know who is real and who is not. But also, my boss, Kennedy McMahon, said, also, we are entertainment. We are entertainment, but my gimmick and Nikola gimmick, it was a shoot because he was believable.
Right. Let me go with a follow-up here. What was it like during the time of the Persian Gulf War in 91 when you formed the Allegiance with Sergeant Slaughter and Adnan El-Casey and yourself when you were Colonel Mustafa and y'all were feuding with Hulk Hogan and the war broke out? What was that like for you, Iron Sheik? I have to guess that probably a lot of heat was generated at that time as well.
Absolutely, David. And just, and, that time, General Adnan and myself, Soldier Slaughter, against Hulk Hogan and Ultimate War. And that was just a real Middle Eastern and against America, and especially hostage situation. People was in Iran 444 days, and I come in the ring with Ayatollah flag, or Nikola come with the Russia flag, and that the heat was a chopper roof, and it was just real, believable, and our gimmick was natural. Even he was a German, but he make a match so good that the people go crazy. People wants to kill us. So because my gimmick and their gimmick was natural, unbelievable.
Any other questions, caller?
No, that's it. Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate you calling in the David Danger Show. I tell you, Sheik, you are definitely one of our most popular guests we've had on there. I mean, we got a ton of phone calls for you and everything, and really, really great to have you on for sure, Sheik. Any thoughts? I know you're going to be the Wrestle Reunion. Might we see you at WrestleMania? Is there any chance of that happening, Sheik?
Oh, pleasure if Mr. McMahon, Kennedy McMahon called me and or I be around that area, and I have a agents. My agents wants to take him over there and introduce to the fans. It depends how I feel. If my knee doesn't bother me, I try to go say hello to the boys and say hello to the Mr. McMahon. And it depends how I feel. But I hope I met Marietta. I think for Bruno's show, it started 10 o'clock in the morning. Do you know to what time, David?
Sure, I'll actually pull that up. I definitely want to give that another plug. We definitely want to remind you that the Iron Sheik is brought to you tonight by Wrestle Reunion. Wrestle Reunion on April 3rd. I'll pull up all we got here. They're gonna have a 12-3 autograph signing with 12-3 autograph signing with all the guests, and we're gonna have a luncheon from 3 to 4:30 with Bruno Sammartino and guests. It's gonna be people are gonna be there like Bruno Sammartino, Mickey James, Scott Steiner, Kamala, Tommy Dreamer, Carlito Colon, Bob Orton Jr., Winter, Christy Hemme, Ivan Koloff will be there, Tatanka will be there, Lita, Jackie Haas, Charlie Haas, and Sheldon Benjamin will also be there. And, of course, Nikolai Volkov and the man we're talking to tonight, former WWF heavyweight champion, the Iron Sheik. It's going to be great. This event will be, again, held at the Atlanta Marriott Downtown, 160 Spring Street in Atlanta, Georgia, 9 miles from the airport. It's going to be a great evening. If you go to WrestleReunion.com, they have all the details and everything. Let's see here. So, I mean, I encourage everyone It could not only, if you're going to be in the Atlanta area for WrestleMania or for any business for that week, next weekend, come out and meet the Iron Sheik. The man is a living legend in the sport, and meet Bruno Sammartino. He as well is a living legend. Meet so many people. So much wrestling action is going to be here. You definitely don't want to miss it. I was going to ask one other thing, Sheik. Do you have a funny road story or two you might could share with our listeners? I really get a kick out of some of the road stories and all.
Well, road story, Nicola and good for a joke and road story, but I have a little bit too sometimes. We was in New Jersey and Nicola and myself, we get the room in the New Jersey, and then we're supposed to go after New Jersey, Providence, Rhode Island. And Nicola said to me, Sheik, he yelled, Sheik, we are room 222. So that all the people working in the hotel, and they heard, they hear the Nicola said, we are room 222. We put our stuff in the room, and we go to the Providence, Rhode Island, come back, and everything was gone. There's still everything, my medal, everything. So Nicola was worried about they take his fork and knife and a spoon, because Nicola, he cook in the room in the hotel. If you want to go a restaurant, costs a lot of money. But he was an intelligent Russian Jew man to save money. He get a steak, everything, come in the room, clack his gimmick, and cook in the room. So my friend was, he was worried about his fork gone, his spoon gone. I said, Nicola, don't worry about it. A spoon and a fork that take my medal. Now you're worried about your spoon or a palette, something like that. And another time, we was in the Denver, Colorado, and Vulture man take me by gate, and I tell Nicola, yeah, do you have a couple dollar tip for the Vulture man? Nicola said, no, Sheik, they don't need money. That's their job. Nicola was a nice man, David, but the cheap Jew son of a bitch, he watched a penny. But I like him. And something joke like that, I know. I'm not a joker too much. I was serious. But
sure.
But
so Nicola didn't have to even have a couple of dollars at all, huh?
Exactly. He's a millionaire. He's a millionaire. I said, Nicola, and I buy gift. All my money gone. Give the woodshipman a couple of dollars to the promoter come. I get the money, I give it to you. Swear to God, David Dangers, he didn't give the woodshipman a couple of dollars. He said, Sheik, no, fuck him. That's his job. He don't need a tip. I said, Nicola, they make their living from tip, and he didn't give him a $2. So he get a lot of hit with me. And after that, he's a Russian Jew, nice man, but he watched the penny.
He watched, and he said he brought a machine, he brought something to cook in the room because he wouldn't go to restaurants. He was that cheap, you say?
Exactly, because if he wants to go eat in the restaurant, he's a big man, costs him $50, $60. So one thing was good about him, he go to the Kroger, get his steak, eggs, and an apple, orange. One thing he didn't change his body. I get a lot of fruit and meat. I come back in the practice gimmick. He cooked in the room. And a steak and eggs. And a lunch, supper. That way, he don't have to spend a lot of money in the restaurant. And he was good for that. I hope if you saw him, you're going to see him. April 3rd, I tell him to tell you, Nicola is very good for a joke, but also He's a cheap Jew son of a bitch. He get a lot of hit between it and give the butcherman $2. But I forgive him.
I just picture Nikolai going to Kroger and then come back to the room and cooking. That's amazing right now. Danger, you have another question?
Yes, Mr. Sheik. Your thoughts on Hulk Hogan running TNA?
Hulk Hogan is in TNA? Yes.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's in TNA, and I think in storyline, he's the guy in charge or something right now.
Yeah, as far as I know. But most of them, big name, TNN, is first, they was in the WWF working for Mr. McMahon. And after that, Hulk Hogan, like gold digger, whenever they give him more money, he goes same way. So, and then a lot of them from WWF, they are in the TNN because two companies the best, WWF and then TNN. But still, WWF is the number one company in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I tell you, Mr. Sheik, it's been a fantastic interview. We have really enjoyed talking to you about your career and about a lot of things about your health and everything. And we do wish you good luck on that ankle. And definitely, I love if some of your representatives are listening. I'd love to see an Iron Sheik book, or I'd love to see if they could raise a little money where they could try to send you back to your homeland. You know, one time it's. You know, you definitely like to try to see your brother or something. I can understand that, and hopefully maybe some people may can reach out and try to help you on that, Mr. Sheik. And I encourage all the fans to come down to Wrestle Reunion on April 3rd. We're going to have, like I said, Sheik and Volkoff reunite for the show. Bruno Sammartino, Kamala, Ivan Koloff, Dutch Mantel, many great people will be there. And it's not going to be a lot of money. We've got T-shirts, $20, posters for $5. Okay, that's from the last show. Anyways, they got all kind of stuff up there. You can go to WrestleReunion.com, get all kind of details and all. Tell you about the hotel, the guest and all, the pricing. I tell you right now, Sheik, it has been a pleasure and an honor to interview a guest such as yourself. Do you have any thing you'd like to say or any comments or any word for all your fans out there who may be listening, who may have listened to the interview and who are wishing you well? Do you have any comments for them?
Well, I just said, before I was the baddest wrestler in the ring, that was my job and I did it perfection. But now I respect all my wrestling fans around the world, and especially this coming next week, April 3rd, if they want to come see me. I love him, and I respect all my wrestling fans, and especially yourself, David. Pleasure to talk to you. And like I said, I born in Iran, but I made it America. I'm not involved with the politician. I'm an athletic. I'm a wrestler, and I did my job perfection. So please, you come tell me. You have my number now. Anytime you need me for interview or any special occasion, you need me, always I'll be available for you, David Dangers. So and keep in touch with me. I look forward to see you and see all my wrestling friends. And I'm completely, my life is different now. I'm a good girl, but in the ring, it was my job to be a bad girl. And I did it perfection. So, but now, I'm a different age. I love all my wrestling fans. I look to forward to see them in the Marriott Hotel. What time, David, start? 10 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe 10 for y'all. Yeah, I think so. That's what it would be and everything. I believe that maybe 10 or 12, something like that. Just get with Sal Corrente on that. But while you're at Night School of the Fans, I know one thing. You're definitely a shooter, and if someone wants to try you, you just took and break the back and make them humble, right, Sheiky baby?
Absolutely. If I have to, even I'm old man now, I can do it. But like I said, I was just had to love the old days. But for now, you please call Sal Calantia, tell him I did an interview with you. So that way he'll be happy.
We will. Sure, yeah, will, Sheik. Thank you. We sure will. Thank you again, everyone, for listening to the David Danger Show. We're running up to the top of the hour. We will talk to you soon. Thanks to everybody for listening again to the Dave and Danger Show. We'll be back next week, 8 o'clock, right here. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia.